118, that'll be the song of invitation. Before that, we'll sing number 201. 201.
Number 70 in the supplemental, Mansion Over the Hilltop.
Domi, I'm satisfied with just what you love, a little silver and a little gold.
Tonight I picked number 35, which is Alleluia, Lord. And I think for most, this is a new song. And so how we're going to do this is we'll sing just the first verse, and we'll sing it twice. So the very first time, we'll all just sing the soprano line, which if you don't know what that is, that's the very top line. And then we'll sing the chorus twice, and then we'll go back and we'll sing the entire song. For them back here, I have it all set, so you just keep on clicking. All right. We'll go a little slower than we normally will this time.
Alleluia.
Well, Bow with me. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for another day to worship you in spirit and truth. We thank you for the avenue of prayer and redemption, for your Son who died on the cruel cross for our sins. We're thankful for our congregation that meets here, Father. We pray that you continue to be with us as we march towards the goal. We pray you continue to bless us and guide the leadership here, Father, the elders and the deacons, as they guide us in the way that we should go, Father, as you place it upon their hearts to guide us. We pray for all those who are traveling at this time away from us. We also pray for those who are visiting us, Father. We pray for safe journey for all of those. We pray that our service here will continue to be one that is according to thy will, Father, that is done in a manner pleasing to thee. And we trust that you would continue to bless us as we lay upon our hearts, Father, the word that is imparted upon us here, that we might take it into the world, Father, and share with those who need it. Father, as we go throughout this service, we pray that all things be done decently and in order. And this and all blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 141 in the supplemental. Unlike Thane, I picked an older song in hopes that you would drown me out. We'll sing all four verses.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. For Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness.
Number 574, The Glory Land Way. We sing all three stanzas.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land.
I'll be reading tonight from Exodus chapter 15, starting in verse 1. Exodus chapter 15, starting in verse 1. If you're using one of the Pew Bibles, that's on page 63. This is the song that Moses and Israel sang to God right after he delivered them from the Egyptians, after he had parted the Red Sea. And even though the Israelites in their history had a lot of low points, one thing I admire here is that they weren't commanded to sing. God didn't tell them, sing me this song. They just chose to sing this song because they were so happy, so thankful that he delivered them. And so they're singing this song out of just pure joy and pure praise. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea, and the choicest of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified against them. I will draw out my sword, my hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your loving kindness, you have led the people whom you have redeemed. In your strength, you have guided them to your holy habitation. The peoples have heard, they tremble. Anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were dismayed. The leaders of Moab, trembling grips them. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them. By the greatness of your arm, they are motionless as stone. Until your people pass over, O Lord, until the people pass over whom you have purchased, you will bring them and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Number 68 in the supplemental book. A Passion for My God, which I suppose, as Taylor mentioned,
even the time in which he read of had a passion for
I have a passion.
He is first in my life. He is first in my life. He is first in my life. 27 in Gregor's song book. 27. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Where do we all stand for this? We're going to do the first, second, and last verse.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord above. Our sun full light bars before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark clouds out away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround me, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around me, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, hill and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Mortals join the mighty chorus, which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Glory to God in the name with all.
If you will, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For the foolish, when they took their lamps, took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there is a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come ye forth to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Peradventure, there will not be enough for us and you. Go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went away to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour." This is a very simple parable. Are you prepared? There were 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. 5 were prepared, 5 were unprepared. The day of the Lord is coming. God has said, "I will send my son again, and I will receive unto those that are faithful." There is no way around the day of judgment. Are you prepared to stand before God? We don't know when the Lord is coming. It will come as a thief in the night. Every day, we must be prepared. Because everyone is going to stand before God. And it is at that time that you will find out whether you were prepared or not. If you are not prepared to meet your Lord, come forward as we stand and sing.
Any time to-